Digital has changed our world. The web has transformed the way we gather information, make purchases, and carry out daily tasks. Social media is altering the way we interact with friends and even the nature of society as a whole. And mobile, well, mobile has nurtured the 24/7 always-on culture. And organisations are scrabbling to adapt to this new reality. Some businesses have been slow, and digital has forced them to close their doors. HMV, Tower Records, Kodak, Blockbusters are all high-profile victims of the digital revolution. But some organisations are making the transition, even in sectors harmed by the arrival of digital. One such organisation is the Guardian newspaper. Newspapers have faced competition from online advertising. They've also faced the challenge of new forms of journalism made possible by the web. In an interview for Design Week, The Guardian talked about their process, and this included some interesting comments about their approach to digital. These approaches are worth highlighting, as I think they represent best practice. Practice worth adopting in your organisation too. And we start with their attitude towards digital design. Whenever we encounter something new, we endeavour to fit it into our existing mental model. For example, many newspapers have treated digital pretty much like print. They've taken their own processes, their old processes, and tried to apply them to the new medium. Unfortunately, this will fail because digital is unlike anything we've encountered before. It does share some common characteristics, but trying to force it into a traditional process and structure will limit its potential. The Guardian has realised that digital isn't just an extension of their print offering. They understand that digital journalism is different from its print counterpart, and they realise that their old processes will need to adapt for the digital age. The Guardian has also realised that digital is forcing a new focus on user needs. Often organisations structure their digital content around the departments that manage it. Each business silo has its own area to manage, and this ends up being reflected in the information architecture. Unfortunately, traditional organisations' structures rarely reflect the way users actually think. A new generation of post-digital companies have realised this and have set a new standard in user-centric design. This is forcing older businesses like The Guardian to adapt as user expectations increase. It's no longer enough to expect the user to adapt to your structure. Your organisation has to adapt to the user. My next point relates to how The Guardian manages its content. Websites driven by content management systems use templates into which content creators pour copy. As a result, one page looks much like another. The design is no more than a wrapper for the text that appears on the page. It doesn't in any way really support the content. Good design should help communicate the message through layout, photography, colour, illustration, infographics, to name just a few design elements. Text cannot tell the full story alone, and that means designers and copywriters need to work hand in hand. At The Guardian, editors have control over presentation, and that's fallen out of fashion in recent years. This because content creators had too much freedom in the past, and that resulted in design disasters. But things have moved on. Pattern libraries, grid systems, and style guides allow content creators a degree of control without compromising the design. Another thing I want to talk about is how The Guardian recognises that many different disciplines have to work collaboratively together. For me, this is the heart of modern digital working. Digital requires a huge range of skills that are required to work in close collaboration. The old waterfall process of handing off work from one person to another just doesn't work in the digital world. It's crucial that all team members sit and work together, that decisions are made with the whole team's agreement rather than a designer making design decisions in isolation. If that doesn't happen, it's all too easy for a designer to create a difficult to build design or a developer to build a content management system that the content creators don't understand and can't use. This is where Agile is so useful as a project management approach. It forces teams to work in a closer relationship with one another. Even if you don't adopt all the principles of Agile, ensure your teams do work closely together. You also want to look at ditching the hierarchical structures and adopting a culture of experimentation. In the industrial era, the cost of failure was high, and that meant that organizations had complex operating procedures and sign-off processes to prevent mistakes. Nothing could happen without being checked and double-checked. The digital era is different. Mistakes are quick and easy to correct. They are also providing unique opportunity to gather valuable data. This means a culture of forming and testing hypotheses, he says, works much better than careful planning. But for this to work in organizations, it means they have to adapt their previous ways of working. They need to recognize that the people who are doing the implementing are just as skilled, if not more skilled, than their superiors, and so sign-off is not constantly required. That brings me on to designing with data. Digital provides unprecedented opportunities to collect data on your successes and failures. Imagine a TV ad where you could track watchers' reactions in real time and adjust the ad before its next broadcast, or a billboard that allows you to use eye tracking. It would be insanity to put out a TV or billboard ad without making use of these features. Yet we do that all the time with digital. We build digital products based on personal opinion or management whims. All this without ever testing what we are producing. Some worry that designing with data will stifle the creativity of designers, but I don't think that should be the case. Designing with data only works when you have something to measure, and that means the designer must still create a design. Also, knowing that something is not working is not the same as creating an elegant solution for making things better. Designing with data is not about picking the right shade of blue, it's using it to confirm design decisions that your designer is making. We come now to my last point, and I want to end this post with probably the most important observation that I made from the Guardian article, and that's that they evolve their digital tools. Digital is not like a building. We plan and construct buildings. We might follow up with some minor upkeep, but that's about it. Digital, on the other hand, is a garden. It needs constant tending. It grows and changes over time, adapting to conditions. If we build a mobile app or a website and then leave it, it will become useless over time. Technology will move on, user expectations will change, and what we do may well shift. Only with constant evolution can we expect digital assets to provide business benefits. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure that, like any organisation, The Guardian makes mistakes, but like organisations such as Gov.uk, MailChimp, Valve and others, they do hint at a better way to run your business in the digital age.